Yeah, for one day I've never ever felt like changing.
Yes, I've not felt like.
And why did you, okay? Because you hustled for a month. I felt that is the day I want to be. Oh, anyhow, we die here.
Anyhow.
So what keeps you going even in the midst of the challenges that come with medical school?
MBBS keeps me going. And all the years I stayed at home without getting admission. I'll not come here and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So now what keeps me going is that I feel well. What actually keeps me going?
Your mommy.
So that's the truth too. My parents are just looking up to me. But that should not be the first thing. But this is actually what I want to be. I want to actually be a medical doctor. At some point when it's just getting hard, I just feel like I don't want to do it for myself again. Let me just do it for my mommy. And I become the mother of a doctor, because sometimes even our own personal motivation will finish. It's because of other things that will not be keeping motivated. That's the truth.
People used to see me as this guy is intelligent, especially my siblings. They don't know that nothing comes out again. I don't know whether the intelligent has finished or not. So, if I just do anyhow, say I failed, hey God, they'll be so disappointed.
It's true. I don't try it. Okay, that's nice. So did you at some point pick up extracurricular activities like sports or other professions?
Me like this, man. Hey, I'm not really peeing off.
Dr. Peanut, that kind of thing. Mm. But people are doing it today. I know Bitcoin doctor, cake doctors.
But those ones, they have names. Like, what is Peanut? Dr. Peanut. I think those ones, they have small prestige.
Anyway, it's true. It's the way you put it up your own.
I don't even care about what they are saying. No concern me.
Sure. It's good. Me, actual activities I took up. I took up entrepreneurship, business, advertising. So and then maybe a little of volleyball. I'm still coming out. It's just for balance sake too. So how did you feel when you got to know that you had been accepted into medical school?
Jesus, I felt, in fact, I cannot describe it.
Oh,
that joy. That made me lose my mind. I don't even know what I was doing again. I could not shout. I could not cry. I could not even do anything. I was just there staring. I thought I want my son. I thought I want my church sound down. I started going out. I almost went up.
Chai. First of all, I thought, because I was not the one that checked my own the admission list for the first time. Mm-hmm. It was my twin brother. So when he told me medicine and surgery, I just said, it's a lie. And when you know, I finally said, look at my seat now. When I just saw it, I saw my name, Ibetochi Peace. Messing us. Say Jesus. I just shouted and said, running to be adjourned. I just ran, removed my slippers. And people know how to shout, come on to look. What's happening? By the time I now ran back, when I ran back to my shop, like my parents' shop.
I was in the road like this.
When I now ran back to the shop, I could not breathe again. I was not hyperventilating, they now had to hold me, give me water. They now had to take me to the shop, rest. What's the problem? And I said, I'm going to be a doctor. It was so emotional. I could not, that day, I did not sleep. I was just smiling all through, and I was so happy that night. There's something. See, have you ever felt afraid that you were not good enough for medical school?
Yes, many times.
Yeah, same with me too. I also felt afraid once in a while, like sometimes when the results of the test that I struggled hard and studied and really, really studied hard for, and the result comes out and I did not make up to the score I was expecting. I just feel like I'm not good enough. Who knows? And other people just got it without sweating it.
Your classmates, they'll be running out in the class like.
Yes, let me ask questions.
I just feel like, God, is he only me? Look around, everybody's talking.
I don't know.
I don't even have any idea.
Okay. So did you have a favorite subject or lecturer while in medical school?
Yes, I like some lecturers. I don't think I did.
But
some courses I hated some.
At least you have the one you hate.
Like that. I hated some, many of them.
everything that had to do with neuro. I don't know why I did not just like them. Everything that had to do with neuro.
You said you're not that specializing.
I might not keep people, but I'm not doing it with joy. But then I think I enjoyed my vibe, and the mom was not teaching me. does not. What is this? I said this is the gyrus, this is the sulcus. I say no, this is the one that is the gyrus, and this is the one that is the sulcus. I say sir. Then he now started explaining to me. That was how my vibe I went. Like my lecturer was the one that was now teaching me. So, but then, if it's favorite lecturer, I think I preferred our last BCN lecturer, or second to last BCN lecturer at us, employed Dr. Ekwogo. First of all, he came as a new lecturer with his nice outfit, nice dressing, and how he related with us with our youth language, and he was patient and thought over and over again, those people that ask questions, you know. So that was the way that the lecturer that I liked. But as for subjects, I've not jammed the one that I say I like for now. At least I've done anatomy, physiology, biochemistry. We did M1. Okay, yes, pathology. We did M1. Okay, wait. We did M1, medicine and surgery posting for a short time. Then small of community medicine. Then pathology and pharmacology now. So from these ones, no one has really piqued my interest. In terms of the one that I really, really love. Because I think, you know what I love? I'm not putting so much effort to learn it. But all of them, I'm putting effort to actually learn it. Unlike when I was learning French. I was not putting effort. I just read this, my grab it. Home economics, the same thing. That's how I liked those subjects. And I did very well. I was one of the best in my junior school, those kind of things. But I'm not the only one in this medical school that was like that. So did you enjoy more of the class part or more of the clinical part?
I enjoy
more of the clinical part because maybe that's where the medicine is now.
You've seen all those things that you read about.
Exactly.
We are looking strange. Mm-hmm. You've not seen them like.
Yeah.
The clinical
part is more interesting. Okay, to me, the clinical part for me too. So did you get a nickname? Did you get a nickname from your friends or classmates while in medical school, and why? Did not get a nickname. I know my classmates, they call me online because of when I started Touchy Bay online. So anytime they are talking about business people or business in the class, so just shout online. So that was just a nickname, and that was about all. Then what do you think about this doctor's handwriting fact? People always say doctors have the worst handwriting. What do you think is the cause? Why do you think people say that? Or do you actually think doctors have bad handwriting?
Yes, I think many of them do. But I think it's an individual something, it's not everybody.
Yeah.
And then I think why they have that bad handwriting is because of they're trying to be fast.
Exactly.
And all those things. Yeah. I don't think it's intentional. Nobody teaches bad handwriting in medical school. Me, myself, I don't have doctor's handwriting. God should help my life. I need to get one before I graduate.
Yeah. I think this thing that people are saying that doctors, they have bad handwriting.
That's not how you're doing as if you're interviewing me and I'm answering. I'm not doing it again.
Don't do. Now that is your business. It's already on record.
Jesus! Jesus!
Stop shouting. Stop shouting. I'll see the recording.
I thought you said this is that.
Your sister will listen to me. So, for me.
Why did you tell me that you're recording this?
Sir, you be natural. That's why.
Like,
that kind of thing. So, I feel doctor's handwriting, what people think is, maybe because of the ones that they have seen. But I've seen many doctors with very nice and neat handwriting. You can read everything. But most of the time in Nigeria, doctors have to be fast because they know to be waiting for them, the radiographer. And then there are more patients waiting on the line. And then their time is limited and all that. And people need to be taken care of. To relax and be taken care of. So they need to just do fast, fast, fast. And besides, there are some words that they write over and over again, like paracetamol. That they know. Anybody that's actually going to read it will know that paracetamol is what person's right. So they just write the P very well. and scribble something in the middle and write the L for the paracetamol. So they feel the next person that ought to read it will understand. So it's not their fault. Someone like me, my lesson is not the best, but I know it's not be scribblish like terrible people. Allow me, let me prescribe with my handwriting. No, but if I go to prescribe, it's do not small paper, my writing notes. My writing lecturer's note. I'll just put it after all, it's not tab PCM. 1 BD.
CDS,
this kind of thing. So the last question I have for you here today is listen to me. I'm sorry. I'm recording it now. I'm telling you. So what advice do you have for those who want to go into medical school in Nigeria?
Oh my
god, you're going to make IMSUD to lose their shares in the stock market.
For now, they should hold on maybe till things get better.
Okay. Anyway, personally, the other time I said that I'll not advise anybody to come to IMSUD because IMSUD stays for 10 years. Meanwhile, our counterparts in other universities stay for 6 years, 7 years. At most, 8 years because of strike and other things that are unforeseen. But yeah, standard 10 years, then you now add your strike years and COVID that just came. So it's fine.
And after MBBS holiday,
my god. Damn it. Okay, for me, anybody that wants to come to medical school, it's going to be a good thing. It's better that you try than you shied away or you ran away out of fear and you did not make it, you did not even try at all. Just come to medical school, see it firsthand. I know you enjoy it, especially the part that me I enjoyed, like the funny classmates. I hope you have funny classmates like mine. Like some classes, they don't have people that joke. Everybody just serious with their life. Please, don't jam those kind of classmates. Come to medical school when it's still sweet. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a wonderful interview time with my roommate. Her name is Ivo Tochi Vivian. I know she's not good to introduce herself, but if I start to introduce herself, she said. She's Dr. Peanut. V Crunchy's Peanut. Oh, it's been a wonderful time.
Please. You're not going to post that, is she?
I'm going to post it. You're going to hear it. I'm going to send you the link.
Play that and let me see.